just personal opinion, what she has seen, singer Chapel Roan. This is what she said about her friends that have young kids.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I actually don't know anyone who's, like, happy and has children at this age. I have, like 1-year-old, like, 3-year-old, 4 and under, 5 and under. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has, like, light in their eyes, anyone who has, yeah. who has slept. I'm like, why did my parents do that? I'm the oldest of 4. My mom had me at 23.
Do you agree or disagree with Chapel Roan is saying that kids or maybe, you know, or parents when they have young kids just aren't happy at that moment? Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what do you think?
I disagree with her. I had my son at almost 44. He's turning 11. I'm turning 55. I'm not saying the first years aren't difficult and hard, but I wouldn't give anything for him.
Was the pregnancy a surprise?
So after years of trying and 3 losses, it was a surprise, but just definitely a blessing.
Yeah,
sure. Well, for
you, I think you have a different perspective on it, too.
Mm-hmm. I do, but I think, listen, guys, I think age plays a role in it. I don't think I would be the mother I am today if I'd had him in my 20s.
Oh, for sure.
He is so well-versed in, like, the world and what's going on, and you know what I'm saying?
Point.
So I kind of talk to him like a little man, not like a little boy. Mm-hmm. So he has a different perspective on life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And we're happy for you.
Is the recovery harder at 44?
Jason, I think the recovery is hard anytime.
I think just in general, anything's harder.
Yeah.
If you sprain your ankle at 44,
yeah,
it's
but
like,
different
still, it hurts,
when you're older
yeah.
with surgery and younger with surgery. Mm-hmm. Younger recovers quicker.
That's what I'm saying. Anything you're older, I'm agreeing with you.
As you get older, yeah, but I mean, birth in and of itself is quite a production.
yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, like Jason came to work 2 days ago and he couldn't move his neck and he doesn't know what happened.
He doesn't even know what happened.
He just woke up.
yeah.
If you were 18, that you could have been in a car wreck and uh-huh. My neck's fine.
It's fine. I'm good.
I'm good.
I bounce back.
Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, do you agree or disagree with Chapel Roan saying her friends with young kids are unhappy?
I absolutely disagree.
All right, why is that? How old are your kids?
My kids are 7 and 4, and they're what makes life awesome.
Can I ask, how old are you?
I'm 41 now.
Okay, that's the difference. Chapel Roan is like, what, 22? And she's talking about how her friends, who are also 22 and have young children, are miserable.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're all 22, because she says some of her kids are 4.
Some of them.
They're young.
Yeah. She's talking about her young friends at that age having young children.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne, thank you. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, what do you think about Chapel Roan saying all her friends with young kids are unhappy? You agree or disagree that that's the case?
I definitely disagree. I think some people just are not born to be parents. And if they look in from the outside and that's their perspective, then they probably just shouldn't have kids.
That's probably true. And I think maybe a distinction in my mind should be made. She's not saying they don't love.
No.
They don't love their kids.
Right.
They're just currently so stressed out, they're not happy.
In a real rough time.
I think that's a very common thing that nobody talks about.
Nobody talks about it.
You're like, I'm really struggling as a parent, and my kids are driving me crazy. Like,
and everyone's like, God, isn't it the best time of your life? And you're like, no, it isn't. I haven't slept in I don't even know how long.
Right.
I haven't eaten anything for myself. My body's a wreck.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot to be happy about, and there's a lot that you're unhappy about, that it's like unacceptable.
Well, and no one tells you.
Right.
Nobody.
And you're not, and you don't know if you're fit to have kids until you have them.
That's so true.
Like when Katie didn't have
kids. Thank you.
Yeah.
And right. And now you have kids. The way you present it, I think you said yourself, you didn't realize the love of kids because you weren't the dog, right?
Sure. Right.
And then all of a sudden you have kids. And if you just look from the outside, it looks like, oh my gosh, my kids are doing this. It's causing this problem, this for everybody.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I think the underlying, it's almost like a subconscious connection is people with kids know how great it is.
Of course.
They just don't say that to people. So when you don't have kids, you think it looks miserable because you're a presentation. But really, the underlying connection is, oh no, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, and I think also.
And plus, it's the best time to hit on girls when they're single with kids.
Lord.
Just because they're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Right. I think also when you have children, everybody thinks you're just naturally supposed to know what to do. But every child is different and every child presents, they are different human beings who require different things and different attention and different time. And then they have different interests. And so as a mother, I'm going through all of this for the first time too.
Right.
We don't talk about that. Nope. It's like you're just supposed to know what to do.
I just think there's a lot of things that is just frowned upon to talk badly about. Not joking, like, oh, my kid's driving me crazy. Like, no, like, really, I feel unhappy at this moment.
Yeah.